This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, and things like that. Today's episode is going to be about why are there so many communication issues? Why do you have communication issues in a toxic relationship with a narcissist or a narcissistic person, toxic person, whoever you're dealing with? Why are there so many communication issues? So this is going to be from my perspective, the perspective of a self-aware, diagnosed narcissist. I don't speak for all narcissists. Opinions may vary for the crybabies in the back. But seriously, one of the main reasons that there are communication issues in relationships with narcissists is because the narcissistic person doesn't care what you have to say. Unless it's in benefit to them. Unless it's in praise to them. If you're not praising a narcissist, you are criticizing them. There is no middle ground. I know some people are like, well, Lee, we're not trying to criticize them. We're just trying to communicate with them. I want to communicate better. How do I communicate better? Y'all, it is damn near impossible to communicate with a narcissist that is not working. That is not working on themselves. It is damn near impossible. That's not me just trying to put a damper on anybody's relationship or kill anybody's relationship status off or anything like that. This is me just being realistic with you to let you know that, like, sometimes there is not a lot of hope when you're dealing with narcissistic people. Unless you just give into their list of relationship demands, unless you do what they say, unless you do what they ask, typically they're not going to communicate with you well. They communicate with you well when they need something, when they want something. But if it's not in benefit of them, and it's like if they feel like it's inconveniencing them, then they're not going to communicate very well with you already. And that's the way it goes a lot of times when you're dealing with narcissistic people. Like, if you're not communicating well with them, they're going to feel like that, like, this is it right here. This is the problem. They're like, if it's not in direct benefit to me right now or in the future, I'm not going to want to hear it. If you're trying to hold me accountable, I'm not going to want to hear it. If you're trying to criticize me or tell me I've done something wrong, I'm not going to want to hear it. If you're trying to express your feelings to me in a way that makes me uncomfortable, I'm not going to want to hear it. And what I mean by uncomfortable is you tell that narcissistic person that they're not treating you well. Hey, can we talk about my feelings and how I feel about this? And they're not going to want to hear that, y'all. You notice when the tone of a conversation is negative, then all of a sudden the narcissist loses track of how to communicate. Right? They get a silent treatment. They yell and scream at you. They become dismissive of you. But if it's been benefit to them, if you're praising them, if you're just saying, "Hey, you treat me so good. You treat me so well." Your mama's not here, baby. Mama's down. She'll be back in a minute. If you're praising me, if you're not praising them, you're criticizing them. So if you're praising them, if he's like, "Hey, let me praise you real quick. Let me talk about how good you're treating me." They'll listen to that, won't they? They'll eat that up, won't they? They'll sit right there through the entirety of the conversation with you. If you're telling them how good they're treating you, or you're trying to validate them in some way, shape, or form, you're telling them how good a job they've done. But guess what? The opposite is also true, though. If you are not praising them and telling them how good they're doing, if it's anything negative that's going to bring shame or doubt or hurt their feelings or make them uncomfortable in any way or question their reality or question their worth, they're not going to want to hear it. And I know everybody's relationship. I know a lot of people's relationships have issues. I mean, this is not me just saying this is based just in narcissists. A lot of people have communication issues. But a lot of relationships, you can work through those communication issues because two people or three people, whoever, are willing to deal with each other, willing to listen, and willing to negotiate, and willing to compromise. There's no compromise with narcissistic people unless it is it's in benefit to them. So if y'all want a book to how to deal with narcissistic people, go read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Read that book right there. How to Win Friends and Influence People can teach you how to deal with narcissistic people. Because it has to be, if you want to communicate better with narcissists, it has to be a situation where they feel like they're winning. You have to make it feel like they were winning, or it's their idea, or somehow good, or the effect will be positive on them. Like there's gonna be a positive outcome associated with you talking with this communication right here. You have to make it seem like it's a good thing that you're communicating with them. You know what I mean? Or if something goes wrong, if they've done something wrong, you have to try to tell them like, oh, it's not completely your fault, you know? It's not completely your fault. You were, you know, maybe you were raised different. Maybe things have happened differently and things like that. You know what I mean? You have to go about it that way right there. When you're dealing with narcissistic people, like they will do that right there. You know, you have to, how to win friends and influence people. They teach you about win-win situations, win-win scenarios.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're winning, but you have to make it feel like they're winning something as well. Even if they might be losing, even if you might be winning more. And this is like, y'all, and again, I understand how stupid this sounds. I understand how childish this sounds. Why don't they just grow up? Why don't you just leave them? You see what I'm saying? Why don't they just grow up and be better human beings and grow up and be adults? Why don't you just leave them and be a better human being and leave this person and go find somebody else that treats you better? You see what I'm saying? It's not that easy. And it's not me trying to chastise you and say and victim blame. I'm just saying it's never that easy. Narcissistic people, a lot of them have mental health issues and personality disorders. You see what I'm saying? So they're not going to grow up and communicate. They're not going to grow up and learn how to communicate with you overnight. No, baby. Thank you. They're not going to grow up and she bought me my Remarkable 2 tablet where I keep everything, my ideas and stuff. They're not going to grow up overnight and want to communicate with you. They're just not going to do that, y'all. I just feel like a lot of people think this is going to happen overnight. They're just like, well, they're going to, how much time does it take for them to grow up emotionally and learn how to communicate? You might be dealing with this person for the rest of your life and they not learn how to communicate with you. Communication issues run rampant when you're dealing with narcissistic people, y'all. They just do. Yes, communication issues run rampant with narcissist and toxic relationships. It's just part of the dynamic that you're going to get. Well, Lee, we didn't sign up for this. You kind of did if you keep staying in it. You kind of did when you keep pushing forward against them over and over again, asking them to change their behaviors when they have stayed. Look, you've been in a relationship 10, 20, 30 years. What makes you think right now that this person is going to change the way they communicate with you? What do you think is going to change? Well, Lee, you hit rock bottom. What does their rock bottom look like? Rock bottom looks different for every single person, y'all. It just looks different for every single person. And just because they hit rock bottom does not mean that they're going to therapy and working themselves and working being better communicators with you. There's levels to it, y'all. There's just levels to it. It really, really is. Some people are not interested in communicating with you unless it's in benefit to them. And look, again, y'all, I'm not telling y'all to leave your relationships. I'm just telling you to understand that this might be the rest of your life. If nothing changes, ask yourself this question right here. If nothing changes for the rest of your life, nothing changes. Nothing changes in this relationship. Nothing. The communication is just the same. This is just the same. Everything else is just the same. Would you be happy in 5 years from now if nothing changed? Ask yourself the question. Well, if this happened, if nothing changes, not even anything small, you only get older, but if nothing changes communication wise, are you happy 5 years from now, 1 year from now, 10 years from now? Or would you feel like you wasted time? Damn, this really hasn't gotten better. I do feel like I wasted time. So look into the future, 10 years, and see that nothing has changed. Are you happy right now? You can look back in your past and make the decision to leave or stay. Are you happy with your decision to stay 10 years down the road if nothing has changed? Well, yeah, Lee, more than communication. Like, when I shut my damn mouth, the relationship is fine. When I shut up and just be quiet, the relationship is fine. Then you're not communicating. And this is another thing right here, y'all. when couples say we never argue, I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's a red flag or not. I feel like when people say we never argue, I just feel like that's kind of red flaggy to me. I don't know. We never argue. When people say we never argue, I'm always thinking that one person is stifling themselves so they don't argue. And typically, when you get in toxic relationships, sometimes they happen too, y'all. It seems like you're happy because you never argue, but one or both of the people are stifling themselves to not agitate or set the other person off. You see what I'm saying? And this happens quite a bit. So you have to stay empowered on your journey. You have to do what's best for you. You have to empower yourself and be as safe as you possibly can, y'all. Because the communication issues do not get better. You can, like I said, if you want to communicate with them, you have to make it feel like they're winning. You have to make them feel like they're winning or they are going to benefit from this communication. Because if it goes negative, if it goes sideways, if it goes to a different energy, a different level, they're not going to want to hear it. They're going to give you the silent treatment. They're going to tell you to shut the hell up, or they're going to rage out on you. Or they're just going to dismiss your feelings and make it sound like you're stupid. Make you feel like you're too emotional. Make you feel like you're weak for bringing it up. Make you feel like you're just trying to cause some problems, ain't you? The choice is yours, y'all. Again, you have the choice to make for yourself. You're a grown adult, just like I am. But the communication issues with toxic people, if they don't go to therapy, if they don't work on themselves, it does not get better. You cannot pray more. You cannot pray enough in a relationship to make them change their behaviors, make them communicate better with you, make them understand they hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? I know people can come out comment section. Well, Lee, somebody commented earlier, told me just pray more. You don't need therapy. Just pray more. Y'all be killing with it. Just pray more, y'all. God is not, if I go just pray more and lay on the couch all day, you think God gonna change my life? I'm laying on the couch all day, not doing nothing. People are feeding me my meals. I'm not doing shit. You think God will be like, you know what? Let me go ahead and get this man a miracle. This lazy bastard on the couch, a miracle. No. Faith without works is dead. It just is, y'all. That's just the way it is. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. If you haven't already, get the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. And look, today is March 9th, 2023. I will be in Sydney, Australia on the 14th of March, 2023. If you're in the Sydney, Australia area, shoot me an email, dearmentalhealness@gmail.com. I'll be at the Opera Bar at 4 p.m. on Monday, March the 14th. If y'all want to come through, the Opera Bar in Sydney on Darling Harbor. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.